heard they're ready for Girls Love Talk. Another episode is coming up, ladies, so make sure y'all stay tuned. What's up, ladies? Welcome back to another episode of Girls Love Talk Podcast. Of course, y'all know who I be. Your host, Taylor Marie. My week last week was kind of, it was peaceful, but when it was time to go back to work, that's when I just felt beat the fuck up. And y'all know what I'm talking about too. When you come back from a damn vacation, being off for a little while from work, and then when it's time to go back, you just feel so fucking, you get tired quick and shit. That's how my ass was. So I was beat. And then I ended up having to work on Saturday too. So yeah, I was tired. And I just, you know what I mean, as far as editing and things like that, it wasn't happening on the, you know, the schedule that I would have liked. So I apologize for my active listeners out there. If y'all was looking out there for an episode, sorry, and thank you for checking me out as always. My new listeners, shout out to y'all. Thank y'all too. And ladies, as always, we gotta talk. Y'all know that. But today we definitely gonna talk about this fucking issue of bitches out here scamming. And I hate to be blunt about it, but that's what the fuck it is. It's a lot of people out here scamming when it comes to this hair shit. And you would think that getting your hair done would be so simple these days. You would think. But oh no. Not at all. It ain't simple no more. Because, for one, you got a lot of people who are pretending to be hairstylists. And let me say this first. Let me be the first to say this. I don't discriminate against people who, you know, do hair, do lashes, do nails or anything based off if they in a shop or not. Sorry. From the hood, all day, every day, baby. No, I'm not ratchet, nothing like that. I got some ratchet in me, but when it comes to certain shit, I don't play that ratchet shit about. You know what I mean? Especially when it comes to doing business. So, But I had to say that because a lot of people got this idea that, oh, if you ain't in no shop, that you gonna give bad service, or you don't know how to do hair, or you not necessarily licensed. I follow many amazing hairstylists on Instagram from all over the U.S., okay? And some of them are at-home stylists. And guess what? They fucking do amazing work. Okay, so your location does not matter. And guess what? Even though they at-home stylists, guess what? Guess what? They fucking cold. And the way they have their room or half of their house or their basement or whatever set up is amazing. It's comfortable for them to work in. It's comfortable for someone to get their hair done in. So I just had to throw that out there, because a lot of y'all, the way y'all judge people is not, y'all don't judge people correctly, especially when it comes to getting your hair done. You could go to the shop and be just as non-satisfied as you could by going and sitting in somebody's damn kitchen and getting your hair done. For sure. So, throwing that out there. Plus, your girl has the best of both worlds, okay? I have the experience of being an at-home stylist. Yes, I started doing hair maybe at about 15, 16 in high school. I wanted to do my hair. I wanted to switch up my looks and, you know what I mean, just switch it up. I was doing cheerleading and growing up. You know, you don't want to look like no little kid. You get tired of getting the little wraps and stuff. So, I got to experiment with that. And took off from there. Got to college. I was doing some of the chicks that in school here, charging some low prices too, baby. Charging for the, I remember doing sew-ins for as little as fucking $30, baby. Yeah. Crazy, right? Y'all know a lot of y'all probably wish y'all could find a fucking sew-in for $30 now, but that's just what it was. I'm a good person, and I'm honest with myself, so that makes me able to be honest with others, okay? And, you know what I mean? I just was like, this is just extra money in my pocket. Plus I love doing hair, so we're no biggie to me. And then as time went on, shoot, even when I left college, no, I did not graduate, I still kept it going. And that's honestly how I met a lot of other females too, older and younger, my age range, hell, even women who 50s, 60s, you know what I mean, through word of mouth and through people saying good things about me. Because guess what, it was more than just doing hair. It was, I'm well mannered, okay? I come from the hood. I know what it's like to have some hard times of living and all of that stuff too. But that ain't never been an excuse for me to act like I ain't got no sense. Act like I don't know how to treat people with respect. I always do. Especially if you coming to spend your time and your money on me. The two most important things people have. I'm showing you some respect. And especially if you ain't disrespecting me. The fuck? You know what I mean? That's just how I am. So, yeah, the word of mouth. So, like, I would do friends' hair. They tell their people, or somebody asks them who did their hair, and they tell them about me. Next thing you know, I'm getting referrals and stuff, which I always felt like was the best thing to get. That's one of the best things you can get as a person who has a business or anything, or a small business or hustle, whatever, is referrals. Because that means the people that you took care of, they were satisfied. They really were satisfied. And not only were they satisfied, but other people who saw them or ran into them were satisfied with what they seen. And so they wanted to know how they could get in contact with you. You know what I mean? So it's just like the fucking circle of life. But you bitches are out here messing it up for ladies who are licensed or not licensed. Because y'all are doing dumb shit. Okay? Dumb shit like, on what, and this is the amazing thing about the fucking internet. Is that it's not like back in the day. You don't have to go through the red book or blue book. I don't know if y'all know what that is. Maybe that's just a Wisconsin thing, a Milwaukee thing. But we had like the red and blue book. Basically kind of like the local yellow pages. But not with all a bunch of phone numbers and shit in there. But it's like for business ads. You find them at the gas stations. And you know, pretty much dang near everywhere. And it had like, it's just like a book of local ads for businesses. And you, you know, once upon a time ago, you used to have to go look in there and, you know, to find out about different hair braiding shops or salons and nail salons. This is that, car auto places and stuff like that. Or unless you knew somebody who told you about one, or, you know, some shit like that. But now, today, you can easily find somebody to do your hair, your nails or something, just from being on a fucking computer or phone or tablet. If you got social media, put it like this. If you got social media, you can find somebody to do your hair. I don't care where you at. And that's facts. Okay? And so, I follow a lot of hair groups on Facebook. Like, I'm in, you know, you can join groups on Facebook if y'all have Facebook. And, you know, like I said, I did hair back at home. I only been here in Texas 2 weeks, so I haven't even took the time out to really promote, you know, my things I do with hair and things like that, because shit, I'm still getting settled in, and because I want to go about it a certain way. Okay, so like I said, I've been doing it for a little while, and So I've gotten to learn a lot of things just in this short journey, most would call it, because some people have been down here for 20, 30 years and shit, okay? But I've learned a lot, okay? And with me learning a lot, I've learned a lot on how I would like to run things. I don't care if you got a small ass hustle, a small business, big business, whatever. Everybody know that you need to have a routine to how you do things, and you need to find a way to make things make sense to you. You can't just be all over the place, okay? Because that'll make you not like what you really enjoy doing or being a part of. Okay, so that's why I haven't set my shit up yet with that. But I'm gonna get back on it. But yeah, I'm in these hair groups, and one of the main things I see a lot of is complaints from people that, you know what I mean, either clients then tried to get over on them, you know, it's either it's the stylist who's saying clients are doing them bogus, you know, trying to run off on the plug, get over, finesse, giving them all these sob stories of why they can't pay them or something, or putting them through hell. And then you got clients, or, you know what I mean, was potential clients on there complaining about how stylists or so-called stylists have basically taken their money and blocked their asses after them giving them a deposit, or how stylists have had all these pictures of great work, and then when it was time for them to do their hair, guess what? They gave them some shitty work. See it all the time. If you on Instagram, matter of fact, Instagram Shea Room, they always post hashtag what I got versus what I wanted, and it's basically like always show people who paid for a certain service and what they wanted. It'll show what they wanted versus what they ended up getting. So whether it's like they paid for somebody to do a fucking birthday cake and it looked like shit, or they paid to get their hair done and it looked nothing like what they thought it would look like or expected it to look like, shit like that. So I see a lot of that in these groups, and it be pissing me off because y'all fucking it up for everybody. This is why a lot of stuff, like, I hear it all the time, too. A lot of women complain, and I know I complain sometimes, too, because this is real, about how now women are, like, kind of putting us through some shit when it comes to trying to book an appointment. And it'd be hard, because I'd be trying to see it from, you know, so many different, you know, standpoints. Like, I understand for the stylist is like, look, you know what I mean, I'm trying to run my shit a certain way that's gonna make sense and where I'm not looking stupid or nobody playing me or not like that. But sometimes they doing too much. Like, I feel like with the deposits, it's really kind of an inconvenience for people, but at the same time it makes sense. I mean, I see both things on it. It's an inconvenience because guess what? Everybody don't feel it. You know what I mean? Everybody ain't got time to, oh, okay, let me, you got to make sure, first of all, you have the particular app or whatever that they use that accepts money, like Cash App or PayPal, this is that. You know, a lot of people feel like, oh, that don't cost that much. I mean, that don't take that long to make or whatnot. It's still just kind of a little nerve-wracking. You know what I mean? You wish it could just be super simple. But I understand why they have that in place. Because that nobody like their time being wasted. And, of course, people do a lot of no-call, no-shows. And that's money that the stylists end up missing out on because they didn't thought that you was going to be getting your hair done. So, they maybe had to turn somebody else away. Okay? So, yeah. I get that. But, it's just, man, it's like some stylists, they done been played and treated so bogus by a lot of these ladies out here that they didn't gone crazy. You go on their fucking websites to book, and it's hella fucking rules. It's don't bring onyx hair because that shit is not gonna work. If you getting a this, make sure you bring a 12-inch, 14-inch. Make sure you bring your own tube of fucking gem. Make sure you bring your own hair cap. And yeah, if you come with thick hair, that need to be washed. That's an extra $20. Oh, if you 10 minutes late, that's $10. If you 15 minutes late, that's $30. You know, like, just all types of crazy ass rules and shit. And that be stressing me out. I ain't gonna lie. I can follow rules. Okay, might I add that? Because I ain't like that. I ain't never came to no stylist and I'm like, look, I only got this much money, you know, can you please just work with me? Please. I ain't never did that. Okay, I ain't never shorted nobody on their money. And I ain't never just gave them a hard time just because, or been late. None of that. I don't play that. I'll come get my hair done. I want my motherfucking hair done. I'm coming looking like a fucking drug addict. You know what I mean? Wild hair, all that. Because guess what? I'm ready. My hair is sticking down. It's wild looking, all that. But guess what? It's prepared to be done. And I'm prepared. I'm there earlier. You know what I mean? On time. So, I can't relate on that part. But, I understand. You gotta have rules and you gotta have things to protect yourself as the stylist. But some of that shit be bullshit. Okay? Don't drive people crazy or, you know, potentially scare them away with all them goddamn rules and regulations that you got. It's just, you know what I mean? It's annoying. But, at the same time, can't blame y'all. Because some of these so-called clients out here is annoying. And one of the things I have learned, too, is that you'll see a lot of girls on social media like, I need my hair done. Who can do my hair? Who can do me some braids? Who can do me a quick weave? This is that. And you be, I don't know if y'all ever wonder, but for me, sometimes I be just thinking to myself like, damn, why they always saying they need their hair done? Like, they can't find nobody to do their hair? Then I learn as a person doing hair. Oh, that's why they always look for somebody to do their hair. Because they are a pain in the ass. Or because they always fucking late. Or because they always trying to get over, trying to get a discount. Or they want to bring their badass kids, or, you know what I mean? Or they want to give you hell and, oh, I don't have change and all of that shit. So then you learn, like, oh, okay, that's why. So that's why when chicks always used to want to be shady with the, everybody do hair, everybody and their mama do hair, everybody think they can do hair. You're right. A lot of people do hair. But a lot of people ain't going to put up with the shit that a lot of y'all are out here trying to throw the people who do hair's way. So you can try to throw shade in, you know, like, you know, because I guess they say that to make it known, like, oh, okay, well, I can go to anybody get my hair done because there's plenty of people. That's true. But it ain't a lot of people who gonna deal with just anything. Everybody ain't thirsty for no money. Everybody know, a lot of people know that all money ain't good money. Okay, so y'all gotta watch that with that whole, I'm finna give you hell, and because I'm paying you some money, you finna put up with all types of shit when it comes to me. Because that's, nah. Everybody ain't no fool. So, I had to put that out there for that. Now, again, for you stylists or so-called stylists, to be out here scamming folk, that's just out of order. You up here telling bitches that you do box braids, and yeah, I know how to do feed-ins, and yeah, I know how to do lace fronts, and then you fucking they shit up. Or even worse, you don't even let them come to get their appointment that they booked with you. You just didn't ran off on the client twice. You on your ply shit. You didn't take that damn money, and now they can't get in contact with you because you didn't block them. You even have been, I didn't realize how, I knew it was bad. Okay, we've been knowing people been scamming. People, it's 2019. People coming up with all types of sorts of scams, okay? That's just what it is. A lot of people are fucking lazy. Don't want to get no job. Don't want to have an honest hustle. Don't want to do none of that. They just want money and they don't care how they gonna get it. Sad. But I just realized how bad it was when it comes to, like, because I, like I said, I'm in these hair groups on Facebook. And so for me to see complaints every day, multiple of them, in damn near all the groups, about how people have scammed them for some shit, it's like, damn. I'm talking like all types of complaints. You got people who are saying, hey, I bought hair from, let me make up a name. What? I bought hair from Alexa's Hair Playground. I bought 3 bundles and a frontal, and I paid $500 and I never got my order. Or I got the hair and it was poor quality. They showing pictures and videos of the hair fucking shedding like a dog. They tried to curl it, the shit wouldn't curl, like, just crazy shit like that. It's like, goddamn, like, y'all are, why? And one thing for me is, I've always said this too, when it comes to doing hair, the more things you know how to do, the more guaranteed money you have coming your way. And that's a fact. A lot of hairstylists can't agree with me on that, I feel. For sure. Because think about it. Think about how that feels to have to turn maybe 10 people who come to you asking you, do you do dreads, away because guess what? You don't know how to do dreads. Or maybe you don't do lace fronts. And you had to turn away 5 chicks last week because you had to tell them, yeah, sorry, honey, that's not something that's on my service list. It sucks, right? That sucks. That's why I've always said, when it came to hair, doing hair, man, I wish I could do everything. You know what I mean? I wish I could do everything, you know? But everybody got their specialties, you know, things that they specialize in, as in that they the shit at and that they do a well, good job in, and then things that, you know, they just, you know, they know how to do. Okay, so for me, I just always stuck with, you know what I mean, if I'm doing something to your real hair, of course I can do something to your real hair. I can flat iron it, I could curl it, whatever, wash it, you know. But then I would mainly, and this wasn't even just because I only wanted to, but it was because it was the most requested thing. I would do sew-ins a lot. I would do sew-ins or either some type of crochet style. Okay? Cool, right? But I always said, I wish I could do everything. I'm talking from doing dreads to fucking short haircuts. All that. Because the more things you have under your belt, the more guaranteed money you have. Because that's, everybody don't get the same hairstyle. I don't care how many sew-ins you do a week. Everybody don't get sew-ins. Everybody don't even wear weave. Rather, believe it or not, I know, right? A lot of us wear weave these days, but a lot of people don't. Some people are natural. Some people, I mean, only like braids or, you know, it's all types of shit. So, it's just crazy. It's crazy. I'm seeing it all the time in these groups. People complaining that they didn't got did wrong. And I be just shocked when I see that people didn't got did wrong by people who are supposedly stylists. Like, damn. Times that hard out here where y'all just like, well, I'ma just say I'm a stylist and I'ma steal somebody pictures. You know, somebody nice ass pictures of their hard work that they created. And I'm just saying, I'm a hairstylist. And guess what? I'm going to just post my shit. And then guess what? I'm gonna get some money out some people and call it a day. It's crazy. And I feel like, and it used to be this. So you'll see a lot of people, they, you know, they go to somebody and let's say they, like I said, they try to get a lace front put on, or they get some braids, and then the shit be ugly, and then that person, you know, gotta complain about it, because it's like, bro, your pictures, everything else look good, what happened with me? Okay, so you used to see mainly that, you know, people who got complaints, and it's after they got after they ain't already paid they full money and all of that, right? But now it's like, mother, like I said, with these scams, people are getting smarter and smarter. So now it's to the point where the people who know, like, damn, I know I don't know how to do hair, or I don't know how to do shit, the shit that these people think that they finna get from me. So instead of me even having them come to me, ever even make it to me, because I'm putting myself in danger, because somebody might knock my ass out, or, you know what I mean, or know who I am, I'm just gonna make a fake page, steal people pictures, and I'm gonna require a deposit, right? So even though I'm not getting my full amount of money, I'm getting some type of little money. I'm gonna get my deposit, and guess what? I'm gonna block their ass. That's fucking crazy. That's crackhead shit. It ain't, times can't be that hard. Times that hard? I don't think so. Y'all just fucking lazy. Y'all lazy, and y'all want everything like quick. And because y'all do, it's fuck everybody so that you can get what you need. And that's fucked up. And karma is gonna get y'all. And it's just it's a mess, because getting your hair done it wasn't this difficult, but now it is, because you gotta, as the person, if you're gonna be a client, you scared that, okay, yeah, I see all this amazing work that they posting, this is that, but guess what, they still could be a person who lying about what they doing. You know what I mean? Like, that's fucked up. And we don't play about our damn hair. I mean, there's some chicks out here, they just look any type of way and have no problem doing that. But the majority of us, we want our shit looking good, period. We feel, a lot of us feel like if our shit gonna be fucked up, it should be fucked up because we fucked it up. And everybody don't have the luxury of being able to do their own hair. Or if they do, like, this, like, simple shit. Like, oh, I could just throw my hair in a ponytail, this is that. But some people know how to actually braid their own hair. They know how to do their own sewing, their own quick weave, this is that. Like I said, I'm glad I can do my own hair, okay? And I can't do every fucking style, but I can do, you know, a good number of styles to my own hair. So I always have that option of being able to do my own shit or not. But not everybody have that. And so they always have to go to people. And so for them to be having to risk their time and money, it's just like, damn. So stop doing that. You know what I mean? Like, everybody can't do their own hair. So that's one of the main reasons why they will even, you know, think like, okay, well, let me hit up this person. And then you have some people who they just literally just want to support somebody else. Okay? Or they obviously don't want to do the work of doing their hair. Because, yeah, they might be able to do their own shit. And guess what? They arms be hurting and shit. Because I know mine's do too now. I'm getting older. So, shit, arms be hurting, fingers be throbbing, cramping up and shit. So it's just super time consuming, you know. It might take you longer than it take for you to just, and then, you know, you just want that relaxation of being pampered, sitting there while somebody else doing the hard work, and then you get up and you just look good and then you go. You know what I mean? That's just out of order. don't know why people just don't give a... I don't be understanding that. Like, why do people just not give a fuck about shit these days? Like, why? I know some of y'all just, hey, I'm gonna give me some money by any means, but really? Really? Like, I seen a post today in a hair group. It was a lady, you know, just, it was a mother, like, complaining that she had just spent like damn near $100 on her daughter. Probably don't, she don't even look, this little girl doesn't even look like she any older than 10, to get some box braids, you know what I mean? And the braids are fucked up, okay, to say the least. The ends of the braids are like undone. The fucking little, I don't know if y'all saw that, but the, a lot of people like to put that little colorful string on the braids too, just, you know, for some style or whatever. That shit was hanging off and it was just messed up. And the mother, she was really upset because she like, damn. You know what I mean? I got scammed. And I felt bad because the mother, she was actually, you know, she was Caucasian. So she, you know, a lot of people were saying, like, she didn't know that much about, you know, weave and, you know, hair braiding and things like that. So that's probably another reason why the person got over on her or whatnot. But it's just uncalled for. First of all, That's just out of order. You ain't have to do all that. You gonna fuck up a little girl head, for one. For two, you done took somebody hard on earned money. For three, you're making yourself look bad. And then it'd be crazy because in a lot of situations like that, it'd be some people who just so much of good people that they don't even want to blast the person. Like, they'll just put out there, share it with everybody they experience, because obviously they don't want it happening to other people, but they still won't even put the name of the person because they don't want no drama. You know what I mean? They're not trying to embarrass nobody or have nobody get clowned or dragged online, but it's like, fuck that. Tell us who it was, because we don't need them to be able to continue that. You know what I mean? We don't want nobody else to have that happen to them. But I can understand them saying, you know what, it's not even worth it. I'm not even finna do them like that, this, that. I'm not with the drama. Because I'm not with the drama. I'm really not. But, again, you know, you might be helping them to, even though you're not trying to, you might be helping them to be able to continue their bullshit. So, it's just messed up. It's just messed up. But we definitely need to start calling people out more. And let's note these pages. I did see that in one of the hair groups that someone said, you know, can we please get a list going of the name of these pages of people, you know, when people put their complaints in here about somebody scamming them. Let's write down their names. You know, let's post their names and stuff, because we trying to let it be known that that shit is not welcome and that you will be found out about. But that's still, it's sad to say, that shit still ain't gonna stop it. And even on Instagram, I follow hairstylists from all over the world, like, who are amazing. You know, whether they celebrity stylists or not. And I can share experience with you on that. I can share a perfect experience with you on that, or a story on that. I was just, I follow a stylist who has well over 100,000 followers. I said, yeah, she had like almost 150,000 followers, right? Even has in her bio that she's a master cosmetologist and, you know, all of that, right? Specialist at lace wigs and all of that. But she recently had somebody who was a client of hers get online and clown her, say that she don't know how to do hair, that she fucked up her lace. The lady was just saying all types of shit about her, showing pictures and videos and stuff like that. And in that situation, I mean, you ain't know who. I mean, it's always two sides of the story. But I thought that was interesting too, because it was a perfect example that, like I said, you could be a celebrity stylist or a person who, you know, obviously you got all these followers, so you and you well trusted and everybody fuck with you and whatnot. But you still have complaints, because like I said, some people, they gonna like what you doing, some people may not. I mean, you still, and that still ain't to say that stylist may not be a person who's good. You know what I mean? We can't just go by and say, oh, well, because they are celebrity stylists and oh, they got this many followers, this is that, that client was lying, that client ain't, you know, just made that up. Some people don't be still. I don't give a fuck how many followers you got and how many celebrities' heads you didn't touch. Because guess what? You got a lot of bitches out here who are so bogus that they will, how much you pay them or who you are will be the factor of them deciding how they gonna do your shit. And that's fucked up, okay? But it happens. People do it all the time. I've seen it done many times just with like local stylists. Oh, okay, well, such and such, that's my friend, or such and such, she popular, she well known, so I'm gonna slay her shit. But then when somebody else who just regular, you know what I mean, they ain't really known or nothing like that, or I just don't really feel like doing their hair today or whatnot, I'm gonna half ass on their head. Oh yeah, I'm gonna half ass. I'm not gonna, you know what I mean? I'm not gonna give it my all. Because they just, they whoever. So it ain't nobody exempt from it. But it's just fucked up, because it's like, damn. Are you serious? Like, we having troubles on just finding somebody to do our hair? And I know what it's like too, because like I said, I've gone to some people who have done some decent jobs, but I have gone to somebody who has not done my shit the way I wanted it done before too. Yep. Did I blast her? No, I did not. But sometimes I wish I did, because it's like, your truth is your truth. And I know me. I know, you know, that's the thing when you put stuff on the internet too. A lot of people just don't. So you got some people who are gullible and will believe everything, but you got a lot of people who don't believe shit. You know what I mean? Or they believe only who, you know what I mean? A person, they will believe a person just because they know them, or just because they popular or some bullshit like that. And yeah, basically the chick, oh yeah, I can do you some box braids, this is that. And me, it wasn't necessarily about being cheap. It was about finding somebody who could fit me in with the schedule that I was on. Because I don't always be able to just make no appointment, no 2 weeks ahead of time and shit like that, because I work a lot. Okay, so that's another thing with me. Like, when it comes to appointments, I don't mind scheduling appointments, but sometimes, you know what I mean, some people, their schedules just don't fit with, for you know what I mean, for clients. And that's one thing to think about, you know, for my ladies out there who are new to the, you know, hair world and things like that. I know your schedule gotta work for you for sure, but also think about that, how your schedule is, because that may be a thing that's, you know, affecting you being able to get clients too. Y'all gotta think about it. We are, a lot of ladies are working women out here, or have kids or things like that, or school and things like that. So it could be a million reasons why you maybe feel like you need more clientele. Okay, so just throwing that out there. But yeah, long story short, the braids and stuff that she had on her page, beautiful work. Many people vouching for her, you see on her page. I do my investigation now. I ain't no fool. A lot of y'all like to blame the people who didn't got scammed on for not being attentive enough and all that. It ain't always that, baby. Like I said, some people know how to dress some shit up for sure. And like I said, when I took a look at my hair afterwards, it was good looking. Okay? It was good looking. But when I got home, you know, I mean, I'm playing in the mirror with my braids, of course. And I noticed, like, bruh. Okay, they not triangle parted like I wanted. Okay. Whatever. I guess I can live with that. But then I start to notice, I'm looking at the ends. I'm like, oh, okay, no. Some of the ends are different from the other ends. Okay. Then I start to notice, oh, okay. In the middle, my braids are, the parts are big. And a lot of people who have gotten braids before, especially box braids or micros, know that, you know, the parts are made a little bit bigger on the inside. And some people don't mind that. But I do. If you would have seen the way they was. I wonder if I still got the pictures. I don't know if I do, but I remember taking the pictures, and I sent it to the girl that same night, and I'm like, yeah, this is not the parts I wanted. Some of the braids are, like, unraveling at the end, blah, blah, blah. And, dang, I can't even remember all her responses. I just know, basically, the bitch tried to act like she was gonna take me in, but that it was gonna be, later that week. Like, you know, I'm kind of booked with this is that, but I'm gonna get you in, blah blah blah. But no type of, oh my god, I'm sorry, this is none of that. And why would she, right? If she know that she know she didn't do a good job, she know that she bullshitted me, okay? But of course, I knew when that day came that something told me, like, this bitch not funny, she bullshitting. All of a sudden, you scared, you booked and you busy and shit, right? You ain't booked a busy bitch. She was, trust me, she wasn't booked and busy. The bitch do hair at her home, but you ain't even, yeah, like I said, I'm not judging from whether you do hair at home or not, because like I said, I've done hair out my home, before. But guess what? I made sure I had the space. I had a salon chair, and even before I had a salon chair, I had a comfortable, chair for ladies to get their hair done in. Where they back wasn't hurting or nothing like that. On top of that, clean environment. Ain't got no kids running around, no dogs, no bullshit like that. You know what I mean? Straight up. So, that's what it was. Yeah, she wasn't booked and busy. I knew the bitch was lying. And something just told me. That's why I just was like, all right, Taylor, this bitch not finna redo shit. And even if she is, why should I trust her if she fucked me up the first time? Okay? And I don't wanna hear no exceptions about, oh, well, at least it wasn't this and at least, no. Them pictures was flawless. My hair should have been the same way. If that's your work, if that's the work that you're producing out here, what's the difference with my head? I'm not bald head. I have edges. I'm not a person who will sit up there and try to get a style that I know damn well I can't get. And even if I was, guess what? Guess what your job as a stylist is? To let me know, hey, you know what? I don't think that will fit for you because XYZ. Not in a rude way, but it's your job to definitely encourage your client. You know what? I think you should do this because, and here's why. And if I'm, guess what? If I'm like, oh, no, da, 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 guess what? You just let me know, like, well, it's not going, you know, I don't feel like it's going to turn out the way you would like it because this is that. You know what I mean? I don't want to have that responsibility of upsetting you or you not liking what you get because of, you know what I mean, me telling you that something ain't gonna work or whatever, you know. So I'm just like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? But I ain't blast a girl. I just found me somebody else to redo my shit. He was like this gay guy. And when I say he could braid like a motherfucker, he could. He redid like my outside part of my braids. Cause I wasn't about to spend a whole bunch of money again. But I had to go get more hair, you know, let him do mine. He worked outside of his home. Inside his home. And guess what? Cold as hell. Can braid like a motherfucker. You get what I'm saying? So you see, I didn't just get that whole idea of, oh, okay, well, fuck anybody who work from home. I ain't like that. I know what that's like. But there's some people out here who fuck it up for people. So you fucking, for that girl, so you fucking it up for the at-home stylist. You fucking it up for stylists just in general. You fucking it up for yourself and your reputation. Because you don't know me. I don't care how nice I am. I could have easily went and posted your page and then posted my hair. And told people about you. And I felt like I should have. Because again, somebody else out there probably had the same thing happen to them. Now, since she couldn't braid, the braids were nice. But she definitely did rush on my inside. And she definitely did not give me the parts that I wanted. And she definitely had some of my braids unraveling at the end. No, they wasn't like that when I left. Of course not. I would have been said something. But if you didn't dip them right, or you didn't, you know what I mean, burn the ends or put your nail glue on there or something like that, whatever you prefer to do that you know is going to keep the braids protected, then you fucked up. And how you forget the type of parts I wanted? Like, it's hard for us ladies. It's fucking hard to try to get your damn hair done these days. Like, and it goes farther than that. But wait, there's more. There's more. You have issues with trying to get your fucking nails done too. Nails, lashes, all that. Cause, baby, people are just like seeing. And that's another thing. Everybody getting inspired by this whole idea that you can make money off the internet thing, which is great, as we should, okay? But some people are getting inspired in the wrong way, and they're getting overly excited to the point where it's like, I need money, and I want it fast and quick. So you know what? Let me make me a quick little page. Say that I'm a stylist. I can steal somebody pictures over here from in Alabama, because guess what? I live all the way in New York and ain't nobody gonna know. And I'm gonna get me some clients. And you know what? I'm gonna literally try to act like I'm straight legit and have them set up an appointment, have them pay me a deposit, this, that. If I can get over on 10 people, you know what I mean, asking them for $10 deposits, guess how much money I done made? With the quickness, you know, guess this is, it's just crazy. It's crazy, and it's just so fucked up, because if you don't know how to do something, you just don't know. You ain't gotta do all that. You ain't gotta do all that. Like, that's just out of order. Think of the women who are probably single mothers. You know what I mean? Single mothers paying to get their kids' hair done for school, and you didn't fuck their kids' hair up. Now they ain't wasted their money. Or you fuck up their hair. Now you didn't waste it, you know, you didn't waste their money and their time. Like, and then everybody ain't gonna react the same way as me. You know what I mean? With the whole, okay, I'm just going to tell you about yourself, and then that be that. Some people going to really, like I said, and I was at that girl's house. I could have easily came back to her crib and did some bogus shit. You know what I mean? So that's what really shocked me too, is like, dang, you out here playing games as if motherfuckers not coming to your residence. Or even if that wasn't your house, baby, still, you putting whoever house this is at risk. Like, think about that. Like, is that serious? Oh, it's hard. It's fucking hard to get your hair done. It's easy to. So when you chicks out here be saying, oh, well, everybody do this, everybody do that, I can easily find somebody. Okay. You can, but I won't necessarily say easily. It's too much to worry about. Way too much to worry about out here. And it ain't got it. Notice, I'm not no negative person, okay? I don't try to see the negative in everything. If I see negative in something, it's because I know it's there. Okay? It's because of that. Not because I try to find the negative in it. If you know what I mean. But I'm not having it. I'm not finna let people think it's sweet out here. Y'all gotta stop trying to get over on people. Whether you're a big stylist, in a salon, stylist, not at, you know, at home, whatever. Stop playing with people. Not just because somebody might whoop your ass, because yes, they might. But also because your reputation. And also because you're fucking it up for the people out here who are good people and who literally would never try to get over on somebody. And who got bomb ass work. And who not even just got bomb ass work, but like, they treat they people like fucking queens, okay? Because that's another thing. I've been to people before too who have, yeah, had my hair looking banging. But guess what? I didn't like the way they serviced me. You know what I'm saying? Like, didn't start my shit on time. They talking to their little friends, or, you know what I mean, had you waiting when you could have sworn you made an appointment. You know, with the overbooking shit and all of that. Like, so it's just too much bullshit going on. Way too much bullshit that's going on that is really negatively affecting the way we, just something simple as the way we book to get our little beauty services and shit going. Who don't want to look good? Who don't want to get their nails done? This is that. And this ain't hair. The hair thing is not, it's not the only category, baby. Like I said, you got bitches lying about the way they do nails too. I've seen some chicks who their nails look terrible. Nothing like what they went to try to go and get. And that one right there is kind of like, okay, well, how did... And I never want to blame it on the person who got did bogus. But it is like, we got to start being more attentive too. Okay? I'm not saying that. Please, do not get me wrong. I will never sit up here and say, well, that's your fault, this is that. But I will say this. Just be more attentive. Don't be so quick to throw your money at people. Okay? Do not. I don't care how many nice pictures they got, how many people vouching for their work they got. Some people be all in on the scheme. You don't know. And, sorry, but, honestly, stop. Stop being a person who just, like I said, you hitting up people for the wrong reasons. Oh, they work look nice. Or, oh, I seen them do Ashanti hair, so yeah, baby, you ain't guaranteed the same experience, even if they tell you you are. And that's just facts. That's just the facts. It's not to try to piss you off or none of that. Damn. That's fucked up. That's fucked up. I'm tired of seeing that shit. I ain't gonna lie. I'd be like, damn. It just make you like, I mean, and I be thinking about that too, because it's like, hey, I'm in a whole nother state now. When I want to go get my hair done by somebody, I'm going to be new. You know what I mean? That's gonna be my first time, because I don't know anybody out here who, you know, who I've been to as a hairstylist. So, and of course I'm gonna be, you know, making sure everything is everything, you know, to the best of my ability, of course. But that still don't mean that I'm gonna be exempt from being played, and that's fucked up. That is fucked up. You can't do something, let me know. Don't just lie because you want my money. Because it ain't worth it on your end at all. Even if you get some extra money out the deal. You, come on now. I could be a crazy motherfucker who decided they want to shoot up your salon. Or, you know what I mean? I may know what your car look like. Or, I'm telling you. Y'all better stop with that. Y'all better stop with that. Think you're getting away. A lot of times we think we're getting away with some shit, and we not. It's just for the time being. So, ladies, if y'all looking to get your hair done, you looking to get your nails done, makeup done, lashes, waxing, whatever it is that people service out here, please have some type of sense in the way you go about looking for people. Because a lot of people just get excited by the fact that people are out here literally making posts asking who can do their hair, who can do this, who can do that, because they see that. They don't see that as, oh, okay, somebody really need a service done. They're seeing that as, oh, this person is begging for somebody to take their money. I'm a person who needs money. They ain't looking at the fact that, oh, I'm not a person who does hair, or I'm not a person who does that service that they're asking for. They're looking at the money side of it. So just go about things a little bit better. And I think you will be able to avoid bullshit like that. Even though people gonna keep doing shit. Even though people gonna keep doing this shit. I ain't say that it's gonna stop. But we can handle how we go about picking and choosing our people. So it's kind of tough, because I can't really say like no flat out, do this and everything gonna be all good. Because you can go to a licensed person and they fuck your shit up. You can go to a non-licensed person, they can fuck up your shit. You can be with somebody who work out their house and they do an amazing job. You can be with somebody in the shop and they do an amazing job. So, it's just a lot of different factors. Yes, I know a lady back at, you know, in Wisconsin, who's a licensed stylist, been working for hell over 20 years in the game, and I've heard many people actually who have actually been clients of her or have went to her to get their hair done complain that she fucked their hair up. Okay, so that's a perfect example right there of, you can't go by the license thing not all the time. You can't always go by the, oh, okay, location thing. Now if their house is dirty, they got dogs running around and their kids running around and it's not comfortable at all, then yeah, I don't blame you for being like, nah, I'm straight. And because you just never know, like, some people, the homie is too personal. But I would say this, if they got that shit set up right, they vibe is right, they attitude is right, it's not chaos going on in their household, then yeah, do not rule them out. So like I said, I follow many hairstylists from all over the world, or nail techs and stuff like that, and a lot of them do work from home, and guess what, you wouldn't even be able to tell, because they shit look nice as fuck. When I was working from home, baby, I had my salon chair, I had my big mirror on the wall, I had, you know, TV put up so you can watch TV in there, you know what I mean, I had my business card set out. You know what I mean, it's how you do shit. So it's fucked up on both ends. I feel for the stylists who are negatively affected by people, other so-called stylists' bullshit. because then you got clients who, or potential clients who feel like, oh, nah, I'm not gonna fuck with you because you may be a scam, and whole time you a motherfucker who could hook them the fuck up and treat them right. But that's the world we're living in today. So ladies, please learn to pick and choose your hairstylist correctly. Please do not go by you can't go by popularity. Can't go by because, oh, they've done celebrities' hairstyles before, or that they got a bunch of followers. You can't go by the fact that they're in a shop, or the fact that a lot of people comment on their shit saying that they love their hairstyle. Can't go by them having nice pictures either, which is fucked up, because that's what you want to see. That's why people love the internet, is because you get to see the pictures. It's not like how we, I don't know if a lot of other states had this, but I know in Wisconsin, we had the red book and the blue book, which is basically like, the yellow pages for not just hair, but for just local advertisement for businesses. Okay, so you'll see a lot of hair ads in there for salons and stuff. A lot of, you know, fucking auto places, and you'll see the ads for apartments and homes that are for rent and things like that. So we had the red and blue book. Now, like I said, internet, you easily find people on there. Everybody ain't gotta find somebody just by the old school way, just through word of mouth or through business cards or nothing like that. You go on, if you got that social media, if you got social media, you can find somebody to do whatever service you're looking for, guaranteed. That's a fact. It's just not a fact that you might be satisfied with whoever you go with. That's not a fact. It's sad to say, but it's not, because, like I said, everybody don't do things the same. Everybody don't treat people with respect. And that's why I say don't just pick people for reasons that aren't really that good enough. It shouldn't be just, oh, well, they popular, they got 100,000 followers, they gotta be good. I seen their pictures, and yeah. Nah, baby. It's a lot. Like, I don't even like people that you can't even have a conversation with. It's bitches out here who don't even want you to call. Just text only. Or they want to put all these fucking rules and things like that in their little websites, and then they still end up not being specific enough. So it's like, or they want to make it seem like you being difficult by asking a bunch of questions. I don't like that, because I'm not an annoying person. But if you don't have some shit explained that I don't understand, then I'm gonna ask you, and it shouldn't be no problem. So I feel like that's weird too. Shit, like, bitch, you're not gonna, what? You're not gonna just hush me and say, shut up, give me your money, and come. Like, no. Some shit y'all be thinking makes sense don't be making sense. So, I don't know. I ain't against nobody. I'm not team hairstylist, team client, none of it. It ain't none of it. That ain't the type of thing that's going, but I can say, like, people are just making it harder and harder to get simple shit like that done these days. Simple shit. I just want my hair done. I just want my nails done. Like, my husband know how that is too. Oh my God. Okay. I gotta tell y'all another story. So, shout out to all the nail techs out there. First of all, shout out to y'all, especially my black nail techs, because again, just comparing things, just y'all know, y'all probably like, you ain't even old. I'm not old, but things have changed. Things have changed since me being a kid up until now. Okay, growing up, I only saw Asian nail techs. Okay, yeah, they were probably a lot of black nail techs, but I've only really seen Asians, Koreans, and all of that, right? But now you see black nail techs, white, all of that, and it's amazing, right? And no offense to the Koreans, Asians, the Hmong people, but One thing I could say is back at home, I noticed is like, they wasn't up on, a lot of them not up on the new shit. I'm talking about that new shit, like the ombre, the motherfucking 3D sculptures and glow in the dark and all of that. Like, they ain't got that shit in their nail salons. And I'm like, bruh, y'all, a lot of y'all been doing nails probably since y'all was kids. You know what I mean? Like, that's, they don't play about their family businesses. So it's like really surprising that, and that's what I mean. Like, I always say, like, if you a hairstylist, I always say this as a hairstylist, because I was doing hair. I would say the more you know, the more advantage you have at being able to make more money and gain more clientele, because you can service, you able to serve, you got something to service everybody with. Because again, everybody don't like the same shit. Everybody ain't checking for no French dip no more, baby. We want to try some nice shit, okay? We want to try some different things. So you got to get with the times. It's just like with weaves. Weaves then came a long way. You got motherfuckers able to make a wig look like it's your own shit. And back in the day, wigs looked like motherfucking wigs. These days, yeah, right. You know what I mean? So I'm just saying, like, that's just how crazy things change. That's how crazy things change. But yeah, it's getting worse. So basically, I'm like, I told my husband, like, man, I've been trying to find, like, I be seeing a lot of black chicks who do nails. And I be wanting to go to them because, of course, I ain't never had no black person do my nails. I'm not even trying to be funny. I'm dead ass serious. I never have. Well, yeah. No, actually, I have one person. But that was just one time. You know, she was straight, but to me, she kind of took a little too long. Yeah. But she was good. She was decent. Yeah, so he saw a girl on Instagram, and he like, oh, she from Milwaukee, you know, you should check her out. I think she was on like his explore page or whatever. I look at her page, like, he hand me his phone, he showed me. I look, I'm like, oh, okay, banging ass work and everything like that, cool. I read in the bio, how you take appointments or whatever. She was asking that you she asked that you text her. Yep, she said text instead of call or whatever. So I text, hi, you know, I'm Taylor, blah, blah, blah. And let me make this clear to you. I know how to book an appointment, okay? Or inquire about some shit. I don't hit nobody up saying, hey, I heard you do hair or nails, what's good? Hey, I got $50, what can you do for me? No, I don't start off like that. My name, what I'm inquiring about, here's the day and time that I'm looking for. You know what I mean? Let me get straight to the point. But not with me, not even, you know what I mean? Because you don't know me. I have to tell you who I am and why I'm inquiring, or blah, blah, blah. So I did that. And you know, the first thing she said when she signed the bag was, how did you get my number? Now, I tried to find the negativity and everything, but I couldn't help but notice, like, damn, no, hello, thank you for inquiring about a service that I give, but how you get my number? I wanted to say something rude back so bad, but I just rushed behind the back, Instagram in your bio, like, hello. But then she tried to respond back, like, oh, well, I just asked that because I work in the shop and outside the shop. And I have different prices for when I'm working in the shop and when I'm not, whatever. So, long story short, set up the appointment, whatever. You can come in, blah, 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 blah. Cool. So, I came in. And, mind you, she worked inside a nail shop that was in the mall. And when I got there, It was packed. It was like a Saturday morning. It was packed, right? And I get there. And she worked inside a... Now, see, I don't want to say the race because I don't know. And I don't want to be wrong. But I don't know if the, you know, if it's an Asian monk or Korean salon or Chinese, you know. I don't know. But, yeah, it was one of those inside the mall. And when I walked in, oh, I'm here for such and such. And she, I look over to, you know, look for the girl that I was looking for. And I seen her, she waited for me to come over to her to sit in her chair. The fucking manager, Asian, Hmong, Korean lady, whatever. She's like, no. Like, when I say, like, interrupts, like, as in, like, straight attitude, no, I can't even remember the girl name, but she didn't pull her to the side to talk to her, none of that. She, you need, points at me and say, you need to go have a seat over there, because she has multiple people, nails to do. She can't take a... You said you had an appointment. She can't take any appointment. She can only do walk-ins today. And it's several people waiting to get their nails done already. So she has to service them first. They were here first. Boy, I like to have a... smack the shit out of her. I ain't gonna lie. I don't always... resorting to violence ain't my first instinct. But baby, the way she was talking to me, it was so rude. And you cutting me off, and you telling me what I need to do, and you're pointing. I don't play that shit. I could have really acted a whole ass in that shot, but I carry myself a certain way. And I know that everything, you know what I mean, going off ain't necessarily the right, you know what I mean, decision for everything. But I looked at the girl, I'm like, you know, so, yeah, you said that, you know, I made an appointment with you, blah, blah, blah. And she, when I tell you, y'all, she ain't say shit. She ain't say nothing. You know, she just kind of had that salty look, like, kind of like that look of, you know, that's my boss. You know, like, oh, you know, like that kind of like, damn, I'm in a... a tough situation thing type of look. So I was like, you know what, I'm good. And I just walked out. I walked the fuck out, cause I'm looking like, are you serious? I was pissed off at her manager probably a little bit more than her, cause it was like, bruh, it was like, really? You talking to me like I ain't nobody to respect. Bitch, if we went inside this mall or inside this shop, this could have been a dangerous situation for you. It could have been, but I left because I'm like, I'm the type where it's like, look, I don't have to be here. I don't have to be talked to crazy. I don't have to have somebody who had me schedule an appointment as if, you know, they conduct themselves in a professional manner, just sit up here and let me get disrespected, and at that have no explanation for what the fuck is going on. Okay, I clearly see you working somebody else's salon. I can see that, duh. But did you not know what was going on? Did you not know on Saturdays you have to do walk-ins? What? I just didn't understand that. Like, that should have been communicated. Because, like I said, I'm somebody new coming to you. I don't know how you do shit. I don't know how your salon do shit. Like, you obviously, what? Y'all got poor communication. And you need to check, you didn't tell her, hey. Or you can't, you know what, I ain't gonna tell her nothing. She was, even though she was out of order for disrespecting me. But it's like, I could just tell, like, you know what, baby girl, in my head, I'm thinking like, baby girl, I hope that you leave that place. You know why? Because she treating you like she disrespecting you too. Telling you what you need to do. And this is, oh, just straight up, you missing out on money. I don't give a fuck. Yes, other people in here that you're going to do, but you can't even make your own fucking schedule and gain and recruit more people to come in and fuck with you because it's the off balance between you and the person you're working for. Clearly. And then she sent me a text. So I go downstairs to another salon that I've been to before. Nail salon. And she texts me, oh, well, I'm sorry about that. Come back later. I text her back, I don't know, because she really pissed me off. She was very disrespectful. And she was actually disrespectful to you, too. Because, you know, she getting in the way of, you know, your appointments or whatever. That girl ain't never text me back. It could have been through embarrassment, and it could have just been through just flat out knowing, like, yeah, that was wrong, or just maybe she felt like, fuck me, you ain't nobody, you ain't nobody, you know what I mean? She could have felt like that too, but bottom line was, bottom line, y'all, I know y'all probably like, why is she telling me that story? But I'm telling y'all, like, anybody can, you know what I mean, be a scammer or be a person who give bad service or be a person you just have a bad experience with. It's not about how good of a hairstylist or nail tech or makeup artist or nothing like that. It's multiple things. It's multiple things that goes into getting a service from people. So you just gotta try to find the best people you can find, ladies, please. Please try to find the best person you can find. And I know that's kind of vague as fuck, but that's the best I can tell you. And be smart, be wise about shit. And please deal with somebody who know how to communicate well, too, because that's another thing. You got some people out here who they know their shit. They know how to do their shit, but they don't know how to talk to people. And I don't fuck with that. I don't. Sorry, I don't. I don't want to give my money to nobody who don't really got no respect for me, or they just feel like, oh, my time or don't matter, respect for me ain't no thing. Mm-mm. I don't fuck around like that. It ain't that serious. So, ladies, moral of the story is, please, please pay attention, and stylists, please polish up the way y'all do things. And if you ain't good at every service, or you got some things that you would love to learn so that you can add to your service list, please take a hair class. Please, whatever. Practice with somebody you know who's super good or whatever. But perfect your shit so that you can confidently serve people. And know that you ain't fucking them up, and that you ain't risking your reputation or getting your ass whooped or some shit like that. And for you scammers out there, please know, somebody gonna get a hold of y'all one day. Somebody gonna find out some shit, or y'all gonna be mad when these social media, y'all gonna get mad too. This is why I say y'all fucking up everybody. Y'all gonna get mad if the social media start literally taking advantage of people who they know are running businesses or small businesses or hustles through here. Once they get to start charging you for being able to post your shit, y'all are really go running and hiding. You know what I'm saying? Or they start requiring people to post their certifications or whatever. Y'all gonna fuck it up for people who don't have ears, but they legit at what they do, and they great at what they do. So think about that. So that's all I'm saying about that shit, for real, because it's fucked up out here. So, ladies, that wraps up this episode of Girls Love Talk Podcast with your host, Taylor Marie. Please make sure that y'all are following the Girls Love Talk Podcast Facebook page and Instagram page. That's Girls Love Talk Podcast on Facebook and Instagram. All right? And make sure that you are subscribed in on whatever your favorite listening app is and that you are telling other ladies about it, okay? Because I am on 7 different platforms. Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Breaker, Anchor, Radio Public, you know? And I always feel like I'm missing one, but yeah, 7 different platforms, so no excuses. And it costs you $3.99 to listen, so of course. And then another thing, I'm pushing positivity. Who you know doing that? How many people know you? How many people you know doing that? Not too many these days, right? Because every nowadays it's all about women beefing with each other, competition, all this other bullshit, and you know what I mean? Just dumb shit. That ain't me. I ain't like that. So make sure that y'all are tuning in to these episodes. And if you are an active listener, or if this was your first time, or maybe you listened to one episode or a few, thank you always. And make sure that if you're getting a service from somebody, that you are, you know what I mean, you're looking at everything you need to look at. You know, like I said, and then for the people who are out here providing services or saying y'all provide services, make sure that y'all ain't trying to scam nobody. Please stop with the bullshit. But let's pay attention, y'all, and let's just be wise in how we do things. And for the people who are scamming, y'all know that y'all asses don't get caught one day. If not today, maybe tomorrow, but it will happen. And until next time, I'm out, y'all.